Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from the Free Grace Broadcaster, a quarterly put out by the people at Mount Zion Bible Church in Pensacola, Florida. The topic this quarter is the adversary, and to speak on it, we read the words of Jonathan Edwards from Connecticut, who lived from 1703 to 1758. Eternity in the Lake of Fire. The misery of the damned is represented as unmixed. The wine of the wrath of God is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, that they may be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment shall ascend for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. They are tormented in a flame that burns within them as well as around about them, and they shall be denied so much as a drop of water to cool their tongues, and God's wrath shall be inflicted in such a manner as to show his wrath and make his strength known on the vessels of wrath, and which shall be punished with everlasting destruction, answerable to that glory of Christ's power in which he shall appear at the day of judgment. He shall come in the glory of his Father, with power and great glory, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is great evidence that the devil is not the subject of any dispensation of divine mercy and kindness, that God is prosecuting no design of infinite goodness toward him, and that his pains are not purifying pains. It is manifest that instead of any influence of his torments to bring him nearer to repentance, he has been from the beginning of his damnation constantly exerting himself with all his might in prosecuting his wickedness. His violent, most haughty and malignant opposition to God and man, fighting especially with peculiar virulence against Christ and his church, opposing with all his might everything that is good. And he has been seeking the destruction and misery of all mankind with boundless and insatiable cruelty. On this account, he is called Satan, the adversary, Abaddon, and Apollyon, the destroyer. He is represented as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, a viper, the old serpent, the great red dragon, red on account of his bloody, cruel nature. He is said to be a murderer from the beginning. He has murdered all mankind, has murdered their souls as well as their bodies. He was the murderer of Jesus Christ by instigating Judas and his crucifiers. He has most cruelly shed the blood of an innumerable multitude of the children of God. He is emphatically called the evil one, that wicked one. He is a liar and the father of lies, the father of all the sin and wickedness that is or ever has been in the world. He is the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. It is said that he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. And all wicked men are spoken of as his children. He has set himself up as God of this world in opposition to the true God, and has erected a vast kingdom over the nations. He is constantly carrying on a war with the utmost earnestness, subtlety, malice, and venom against Jesus Christ and all his holy and gracious designs, maintaining a kingdom of darkness, wickedness, and misery in opposition to Christ's kingdom of light, holiness, and peace. And thus will he continue to do until the end of the world, as appears by scripture prophecies. And God's dealings with him are infinitely far from being those of a friend, kindly seeking his infinite good and designing nothing else in the end but to make him eternally happy in love, favor, and blessed union with him. God is represented everywhere as acting the part of an enemy to him that seeks and designs nothing in the final event but his destruction. The grand work of God's providence, which he is prosecuting from the beginning to the end of the world, namely the work of redemption, is against him to bruise or break his head in pieces, to cast him like lightning from heaven, from that height of power and dominion to which he has exalted himself, to tread him underfoot, and to cause his people to trample and bruise or crush him underfoot and gloriously to triumph over him. Christ, when he conquered him, made a show of him openly, triumphing over him. And it is evident that as it will be with the devil in this respect, so it will be with the wicked. This is reasonable to suppose from what the Scripture represents of the relation wicked men stand in to the devil as his children, servants, subjects, instruments, and his property and possession. They are all ranked together with him in one kingdom, one interest, and one company. And many of them are the great ministers of his kingdom to whom he has committed authority, such as the beast and false prophet that we read of in the Revelation. Now, how reasonable and natural is it to suppose that those who are thus united should have their portion and lot together? As Christ's disciples, subjects, followers, soldiers, children, instruments, and faithful ministers shall have their part with him in his eternal glory, so we may reasonably believe that the devil's disciples, followers, subjects, soldiers in his army, children, instruments, and ministers of his kingdom should have their part with him. As the devil's ministers, servants, and instruments of the angelic nature, who are called the devil's angels, shall have their part with him, we may well suppose for the like reason that his servants and instruments of the human nature will share with him. And not only is this reasonable, but the Scripture plainly teaches us that it shall be so. In Revelation 19:20, it is said, "The beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. They were both cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone." And so it is said in chapter 20, verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever," thus expressing both the kind of misery and the duration. And just in the same manner it is said concerning the followers of the beast. It is said in chapter 14, verses 9 to 11, "Saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignations. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone. The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night." And in chapter 21:8, it is said of wicked men in general, "They shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so we find in Christ's description of the day of judgment that the wicked are sentenced to everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41, by which it appears most plainly that they share with the devil in suffering misery of the same kind and share with him in suffering misery of the same everlasting continuance. Amen. From the works of Jonathan Edwards. A somber note to end our Free Grace Broadcaster audios for spring of 2024. Now, I have that little booklet, the Free Grace Broadcaster, in my hand. Now, by the way, there are several others that I could read out of this booklet, but they are all men whose voices can be heard online. Their voices, they lived in such a time that there were recordings made, some of them still living, and so I will not be reading those kinds of audios anymore from this point on. Every once in a while I have done that in the past, but I won't be reading those things anymore. It has to be somebody who could not have a recording made of them in voice that I will be doing. Anyway, this booklet can be sent to you every 3 months. It has a 8 or 10 or 12 little messages from great men of God, as you see, and in a little booklet every quarter. This was the spring 2024 edition. Every 3 months it comes out, and they will send it to you totally free, along with other things. You need to check out their catalog. Just write them at chapel@mountzion.org. Well, thank you for listening, and I do like to hear from you. Contact me with questions and comments every once in a while. bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. And while you're here, look around the site. I think you're going to find much that will be beneficial. The next thing that we will do at this evening hour, Lord willing, if you're with me in real time, starting the very next day, the next time we get together in the evening, we'll be starting the book of Colossians, a study, that I put together not too long ago that I've been wanting to share with you. So we'll be doing that in the evening hour, 6 o'clock every night, Chicago time. And then our regular series of things at 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday. Okay, that's it. We've got a lot more on the site. Do look around. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.